Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this hadith is about insight, or what we call in Arabic basirat. This is a term which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. Allah says, "Certainly we have created for hell many of the jinn and humans. They have hearts with which they do not understand. They have eyes with which they do not see. They have ears with which they do not hear. They are like cattle. Rather, they are more astray. It is they who are the heedless." So insight, basically, if we wanted to kind of explain it, is a reference to basically understanding and seeing with the mind, with the intellect, and with one's reason. It doesn't refer to seeing with the eyes. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Indeed, the insightful one is he who listens and contemplates." Meaning he hears something and then he thinks about it and assesses whether what he heard is right or wrong. Then the Imam says, he looks and sees, meaning he sees, he looks at something and then he sees, you know, he understands what he is witnessing with his eyes. He derives benefit from lessons, the lessons that life instructs him with and imparts to him. He takes benefits from those lessons. For example, if he sees somebody has died, he learns from this that life is fleeting and one must prepare for one's akhirat, one's hereafter. Then he takes a clear path on which he avoids the falls into abysses. After learning all of these things from what he heard and what he saw and the various lessons that life taught him, this person then takes a path and walks on a path in which he avoids falling into the pitfalls that he has learned will come on the way and on his path towards God and the hereafter. Right, so the gist of this hadith is that simply seeing and looking and hearing and you know utilizing one's five apparent senses is not sufficient, right, for spiritual progress. Rather, one must also, try to use one's reason and kind of analyze what one is, you know, the data that one is acquiring by means of the utilization of one's senses. In a very similar hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "Vision is not dependent on the eyes, for the eyes may often belie their owners." Sometimes eyes, you know, they make mistakes. Right? So true vision and true insight, or again, basirat, is not dependent on simply using one's eyes, but rather one must utilize his intellect and his powers of reason as well to kind of ascertain and determine, you know, the legitimacy and the value of what he has seen. Then the Imam said, "Yet the mind never deceives a man seeking its counsel. If a man utilizes his mind and his powers of reason, he will never make mistakes, with the condition that obviously that he doesn't allow the lower faculties to interfere in the proper functioning of his mind and his intellect. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at insight, its meaning and its value, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد